Welcome back to Lux Insider with me, your host Anita Khatri. Before diving into this week's episode, here's a roundup of the happenings from last week. Swiss luxury group Richemont, that owns brands such as Cartier, Chloé, Panerai, Montblanc and others, said its revenue climbed 32% at constant currencies in the last quarter, exceeding pre-pandemic levels as consumers splurged on Cartier jewels and Chloé fashion. Jewelry was Richemont's best performing unit, though fashion, accessories and leather goods have also been improving. An analysis by ET.com showed that luxury auto companies are seeing a bigger opportunity in assembling their electric cars in India. Taxes on locally assembled electric cars adds up to 45% versus 110% on imported models, making them more affordable for consumers in India and a better business model for the companies. British-American DJ Mark Ronson, best known for foot-tapping numbers, Uptown Funk and Electricity, has been tapped by Swiss watch manufacturer Audemars Piguet as its new brand ambassador. The appointment furthers the brand's engagement in the music world after launching its music program in 2019. And now, on to the focus for this week's episode. Whenever I watch a James Bond movie, I cannot help but be on lookout for the Omega timepieces adorned by the actors. Over the years, it has become a habit to look at the wrist on screen or in person. You may have seen the Omega Seamaster on Daniel Craig's wrist, but the brand became synonymous with James Bond only in 1995. Until then, did you know which timepieces have been associated with the James Bond franchise? Rolex, Breitling, Seiko, and even Pulsar timepieces were seen on the various actors playing Agent 007. For his character in the films, actor Daniel Craig is one of Omega's brand ambassadors. Throughout my career, I have always been asked, why do brands associate with celebrities? It is not rocket science, but simply the need for brands to have higher aspiration and better reach amongst its target audience. Increased exposure leads to higher recall amongst their potential customers. This in turn, directly or indirectly, has an impact on the sales for a brand. Research has shown that brands that use a celebrity grab people's attention more quickly than a brand without a star. Thus, marketers use celebrity endorsements to enhance recognition, recall, and reputation of their brands. Let me ask you this question. When you saw Deepika Padukone dancing happily on her Instagram feed, sporting Chopard's Happy Sport timepiece and jewelry, did you tap on Chopard's profile or add the products you saw on her post to your bucket list for future buying? When I saw Priyanka Chopra Jonas sport the Bulgari Mangalsutra last year during her announcement as Bulgari's brand ambassador, I immediately went to Bulgari's website to find out the price and more. So, in the end, what did the brand gain? In the short run, brand recall, increased traffic and engagement on the website and social media. In the long run, a sale. For luxury brands, sales via celebrity endorsement is not always the immediate objective. It is first and foremost to create brand recall, awareness, or to achieve a specific goal. And I think luxury Swiss watch brands go a long way in creating iconic celebrity associations. Longines and Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, Roger Federer and Rolex, Hrithik Roshan and Rado, George Clooney and Omega, Serena Williams and Audemars Piguet. These associations continue to last. Among the different celebrity endorsements in the watch category, I can never forget the story of Tagore and Bollywood Badshah, Shah Rukh Khan. Not many of you would recall that prior to being Tagore's ambassador, the actor was the brand ambassador for? Any guesses? It was Omega. Yes, you heard that right. Shah Rukh Khan was a brand ambassador for Omega in the late 1990s and early 2000s. In 2003, he was announced as Tag Heuer's brand ambassador. In fact, during my Times of India days, I'd actually shared my disdain for this move with Ravi Thakran, the LVMH Watches and Jewelry's big boss then. I definitely thought this move would not work in India. But I was proved wrong. In fact, Tag Heuer went all out in promoting Shah Rukh as their ambassador. What I'm saying is, pumping in advertising money, billboards, print advertising, movie promotion, film in placement, you name it. The brand did associate with Ranbir Kapoor, but I'm sure for many Indian millennials, Tag Heuer and Shah Rukh Khan will be synonymous. In fashion, on the other hand, we do not see brand ambassadors endorsing a particular fashion brand. But there have been iconic fashion designers and their muses that bear a testament to creating iconic fashion looks. Hubert de Givenchy and Audrey Hepburn. Oh my! The iconic little black dress worn by her in Breakfast at Tiffany's was designed by Givenchy. Jean-Paul Gaultier and Madonna are other examples that come to my mind. The cone bra, one of Madonna's most famous and recognized stage outfits from her Blonde Ambition tour, was created by Jean-Paul Gaultier in 1990. The piece soon launched Gaultier's career and solidified his relationship with the iconic performer. While Gianni Versace worked extensively with supermodels of the 90s, Cindy Crawford, Naomi Campbell, and Linda Evangelista, he considered his sister, Donatella Versace, to be his muse. Can you forget the Versace bondage dress that Donatella wore in 1993? So what makes these celebrity associations iconic and long-lasting? Here are a few considerations for any brand looking to choose a celebrity ambassador. When a brand chooses its celebrities, the latter's attributes must match that of the brand's. Elegance in the case of Aishwarya Rai Bachchan and Longines. Some of the other points that brands keep in mind while selecting a celebrity as a brand ambassador are, for one, relatability. The celebrity must be relatable in the customer's mind. They must be able to connect with them. Rado's Indian brand ambassador has been quoted on several occasions on the importance of connecting directly with the audience in an authentic way, which reaffirms his credibility in the market. I'm talking about Hrithik Roshan. The next important consideration for brands is that the celebrity must not overshadow the brand. Safe to say, the classic example being Roger Federer and Rolex. Legendary is the only adjective that comes to my mind. Roger Federer simply complements Rolex. Third, the celebrity should not be associated with the competitor. As an entrepreneur, managing international brands and their requirements, I've supported and dealt with brands in their search for such partnerships. In some situations, the right celebrity would be turned down as they may have been associated with a competitor brand previously. It simply creates confusion in the minds of the audience and luxury brands. Especially watch brands follow this to the T. However, my story on Shah Rukh Khan and Tag Heuer is an exceptional one. Another important consideration for the selection of a celebrity is that, what is the brand's objective for the next few years? The chosen celebrities should be able to create an image that could shift the brand's current image or perception to meet its new objectives. What comes to your mind when you think of Cartier? Royalty, exquisite designs, heritage, and you know Cartier jewels are adorned by ultra-echelonized across the world. Now, To make Kathier accessible and aspirational to millennials and Generation Z, Kathier relaunched the Pasha the Kathier collection with 5 new faces that are loved and appreciated globally. Rami Malek, Maisie Williams, Willow Smith, Jackson Wang, and Troy Sivan. Quite frankly, none of these names ring a bell to my mind. But I'm sure my younger audiences would have recognized most of these names. Now, let's take a closer look at how celebrity brand associations have changed over the years. In the recent pandemic era, luxury brands moved away from Hollywood celebrities and have adopted an inclusive and diverse set of global ambassadors, or shall we say, influencers who have the ability to feature across diverse marketing platforms, beyond digital, social media, print, and billboards. Have you ever wondered what drove international brands to rope in Korean stars? Louis Vuitton named K-pop group BTS as its global brand ambassadors, while Tiffany & Company signed up Blackpink singer and recent solo artist Rosé, who has also been Saint Laurent's global brand ambassador since autumn-winter 2020. Fellow Blackpink members have ambassador deals of their own too. Lisa at Celine, Jennie at Chanel, and Jisoo at Dior. According to an article in Vogue Business, K-pop stars won't just wear brands on the red carpet. The brands will also be seen when these ambassadors make music to TV shows and movies, dancing and modeling. In short, they are all-round entertainers. Let's take a minute to quantify such an association. Posts on Twitter and Instagram announcing Louis Vuitton's partnership with BTS topped 500,000 within a few hours. Louis Vuitton's best performing post on its social channels for Men's Fashion Week in Paris for autumn-winter 2021 featured BTS, generating $436,000 in media impact value, according to Launch Metrics in 2021. Blackpink's Lisa accrued $1.37 million in media impact value for Celine, more than the house's own channels last year. K-drama stars too have been roped in as brand ambassadors bagging partnerships with luxury brands. Ho Yeon Jung, aka player number 67 in Squid Game, is the global house ambassador for Louis Vuitton. The main protagonist, player number 456 in Squid Game, played by actor Lee Jung Jae, became the face of the brand for Gucci. I'm sure you would agree seeing Asian faces as brand ambassadors was something unimaginable and unheard of 20 years ago. But there is a reason for this move too. I would imagine that China, South Korea, and Southeast Asia have emerged as large pockets of revenue for many luxury brands. These are also regions where Korean entertainment is widely consumed. Hence, going local and adopting marketing strategies in these key geographic areas become essential for many luxury brands. Not to forget the rise of K-drama and K-pop in India amongst the millennials and Generation Z. Having said that, Bollywood celebrities are increasingly considered as global brand ambassadors, thanks to Priyanka Chopra and Deepika Padukone. It is a step in the right direction. I am hoping it will not be long when I see more Indian faces as the brand ambassadors across many leading fashion brands too. A celebrity endorsement is a relationship best explained as marriage. When getting married, we look for synergies where the groom and bride are different, but their core values are in sync. They grow together, and when there are differences, either they arrive at a mutual solution or a divorce is imminent. Such endorsements are long-term. The brand and the associated celebrity become synonymous, like Aishwarya with Longines or Hrithik with Prada. There are flings like Ranbir Kapoor with Tag and recently Virat Kohli with Tissot, but these are short-lived. I'm hopeful to see a successful marriage between Ranveer Singh and Frank Muller. With more avenues of digitalization and social media, luxury brands will bring in brand ambassadors who are young and can reach a wide social media audience of millennials and Generation Z. With that, it's a wrap on this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Lux Insider. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week. Until then, I'm your host Anita Khatri. And of course, follow this podcast if you aren't already.